Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 661 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, from the regulation order pad or order book of the National Pencil Company, states XZJ, the sheet was a yellow sheet with black ruling on it and certain black printing at the top. These are the two notes, indicating papers. At the top of these notes where it showed the series and date, and you can see it has either been worn out or rubbed out, but the date was originally on there, and down below here is the serial numbers now. Both of those notes were written as though they had been written through a piece of carbon paper, and the date said Jan. 8th, 1911. The order number is so faint or erased here that I can't even see what that is, but there is no trace of a date on this one at all, but it was there distinctly visible when Mr. Schiff and myself looked at it. We continued answering any questions that the detectives wished to put to us, looking to a possible solution of the mystery, when Mr. Darley came in and said if they didn't want him any further, he would go off, that he had an appointment. A few minutes thereafter, Mr. Schiff and myself left police headquarters and went down Decatur Street to Peachtree Street, and down Peachtree Street over the viaduct to Jacobs, Alabama, and Whitehall Street store, and went in, and each of us had a drink, and I bought a cigar for each of us at the cigar counter. Mr. Schiff had an appointment to meet some friends of his at the Union Depot that afternoon, and it was a little too early, so we took a walk around by the pencil factory, walking up Alabama to Forsyth Street and down Forsyth Street on the side opposite from the factory, to the corner of Hunter and Forsyth, where we noticed the morbid crowd that had collected out in front of the factory. We stood there about a minute or two and then continued walking, and then went up East Hunter to the corner of Whitehall to the 321.